نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I assure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. Today, inshallah, we have another segment concerning the Prophet Musa. The Kaleem of Allah, the man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoke with him directly, the man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved him, and he loved Allah, and everybody got to love him because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa, the Prophet Moses alayhi salam, love. He made him to be loved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chose him and selected him to speak with him directly. A man whom Allah had spoke with him directly without the agent, without the angel Gabriel. Special place, a special position. Can you imagine this man whom Allah bless him with the prophethood and the messengership is willing to be a student of knowledge? سبحان الله. What can be more than being a messenger? What can be more than being a prophet? What can be more than being a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak with him directly? The Prophet Musa humbled himself enough to learn, and should be every Muslim and Muslimah willing to learn and educate themselves about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's been narrated أن كلم الله موسى عليه السلام وعظ بني إسرائيل موعظة بليغة وجلت منها القلوب وذرفت منها العيون. فسأله أحد بني إسرائيل: هل هناك أعلم منك يا موسى على وجه الأرض؟ فقال: لا. فعاتبه الله تبارك وتعالى على ذلك، وكان أولى بموسى أن يقول الله أعلم. It's been narrated that the prophet of Allah Musa, he gave a lecture to his community, to the children of Israel, and was so effective, had a lot of impact on their hearts and on their tears. A man from the children of Israel questioned Musa, "Oh Moses, do you know any person that was more knowledgeable than you?" Musa replied by saying, "No." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonished Musa that you shouldn't say this. We'll be better if you refer it to the knowledge of Allah. You should say, "Allah knows best." Although we believe that Musa alayhi salam is a prophet and messenger, but never forget he's a human being. And this is all what we believe in all the prophets. They never going to possess the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never going to be out of a human being to shortcoming, mistakes, what you may call it minor, or something that we did not pay attention to it. But perfection only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regardless whatever position that you reach, it's still thought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala akbar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ahkam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of all things. So he said no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Musa that I have a slave of mine, a abd of mine, which he have more knowledge, more than you, Musa. Upon hearing this, the prophet of Allah, the messenger of Allah, Kalimullah, he said, "Oh Allah, how I can find this teacher? How I can reach this teacher?" He said, "عند مجمع البحرين." When the two see meet together, this man is there. Musa did not waste time. Musa alayhi salam didn't waste too much time. He took his slave Yusha and he prepared for the journey. Listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about some of this segments of this journey in Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18. And in verse number 60, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا. سبحان الله, look to the determination of a human being when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him with this sincerity and this strong heart. Listen to what he's saying. And remember when Musa alayhi salam said to his boy servant, "I will not give up traveling until I reach the junction of the two seas, or until I spend years and years in traveling. I'm not going to stop. Whatever it takes, I will earn their hukuba, years and centuries. What kind of a car Musa going to drive? What kind of camel Musa, the Prophet of Allah, subhanallah, when somebody became so and so, or he became in a position, the dean of the student, or that he is a professor, or he became an embassy, a little man in a small position, now bye-bye mosque, illa man rahim Allah, bye-bye Quran, maybe in Ramadan we're going to open. Musa going to walk, is no train, no car, subhanallah, for what? With no dollar there. It's the aim, it's the knowledge. But Musa, you are the Prophet of Allah. You are the Messenger of Allah. Allah has blessed you with the Prophethood, and you are a Messenger. He never gave up, because this would bring you closer to Allah. The more you know about Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Those people who possess the knowledge, those people who fear Allah more, bring you closer to Allah. Musa, he determined and he made his mind, and he said, I'm going to travel. I have one of two choices, that I'm going to meet the teacher so I can learn, or I'm going to keep traveling forever, doesn't matter how much it takes. أو أمضي حقبا فلما بلغ مجمع بينهما نسي حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا. And out of Allah's mercy, he made a sign for Musa. He said, take a fish, put it in a bucket, and whenever you lose the fish, now look there, this is the station, the teacher will be there, and now you can search for him. This is Allah's mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of Allah's mercy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us on the tongue of his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَنْ سَلَكَ تَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَحَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Whosoever take a breath of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ease a way for him to Jannah. The Prophet of Allah told us, وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتِهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِضًا بِمَا يَصْنَعُ. Not a red carpet, my brothers. I'm sure not me, not you, ever walk in a red carpet when you come from the aeroplane. Maybe sometimes when before you come from the aeroplane, a private agent waiting in you and to take your passport and will take you to a special office. You know why? They're going to ask your name, how many teeth, and all these things, you know, and you can be detained there for 5-6 hours. Allah knows best if you're going to leave the airport or no. Maybe we didn't walk in a red carpet, but we have another thing that Allah has prepared for us, the angels of Allah. They spread their wings welcoming you as a student of knowledge. Did we ever think about it? Me and you sitting here, and we have the Prophet of Allah who been given the book of Allah, given the wisdom, given the teaching, given the law, and he's still going to walk to seek knowledge. And when you became a student of knowledge, you have to prepare. This part of the sabr, to be patient, to seek the knowledge and journey of knowledge. When Musa, he woke and he suffered and he went through all the things, and all the things he's searching for the knowledge. He experienced some fatigue after he reached to the station which he's supposed to look for the teacher, and he lost the fish. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the dead fish come and jump out of a bucket ran into the sea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show Musa the signs, show him from his ability. And after this, when Musa went to take a nap, him and his servant, and the fish jumped, and he forgot to tell Musa. Now when Musa departed this station, now he started to have more fatigue, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given him an alarm, telling him that you already overslept, get up for your prayer. You have passed your station. Now Musa start to experience a different fatigue he didn't start to experience before in his journey. So he said to his servant, he said to him to bring the lunch. فَلَمَّا شَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا. As the Prophet of Allah said, we had experienced hardship in our traveling. Where he was going? For seeking knowledge. He said, so when they had passed farther on beyond the fixed place, Musa said to his boy servant, bring us our morning meal. Truly, we have suffered much fatigue in this, our journey. How much fatigue it takes you when you come to the mosque? How much fatigue and how much hardship walking, coming to the mosque to learn something new about your deen as a Muslim? Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sign. And he said, قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى السَّخْرَةِ إِلَى السَّخْرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. Now when you are in the way of Allah, the shaitan will be standing for you, try to keep you away from the good. And here he calls the servant of Moses to inform him about that he lost the fish. But Musa had experienced fatigue in his journey, but this didn't stop him to continue with his journey. My brothers and sisters in Islam, today when we're talking about a part of the life of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Musa Kalimullah as a student of knowledge, is to awaken us, to remind us about the necessity of seeking knowledge as Muslims. And we understand that knowledge and seeking knowledge is obligation, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us that talab al-ilm farida ala kulli muslim, seeking the knowledge is obligation upon every Muslim. Subhanallah, my dear respected brothers and sisters, how many of us, most of us, they don't care too much about learning. Some of us, they don't know even the Arabic alphabet to read the Quran. How many years they've been Muslims? How much effort did you try to learn your Arabic alphabet so you can approach the Quran and see it in Arabia? How many of us have born and raised Muslim, inherit the prayer from our grandfather or our father, and we're still making the same kind of prayer? We never try to add any more information to enhance our prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي, pray like you saw me pray. We did not see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam how he prayed, but the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, had narrated to us how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed, how he prostrated, how he bowed down, how many times they did try or made an effort to open Sahih al-Bukhari or any book of Salah to learn about how did the Prophet pray. Why we look upon the knowledge of Islam to be so cheap? We go to the school and we pay $32 for one book, and this only for one semester, and you don't buy only one book. And some of us, they go indulge in using riba, and they get so-called student loan so they can have more degree and more degree. Subhanallah. But you have the book of Allah. We sometimes even giving it to free to the people and nobody want. Why we look about? Most of us look to the Islamic knowledge to be something unnecessary in our life. It's not that important. Why we look to ourselves as if we became Mr. Learning already and Mr. Educator already and we know everything, we don't have time to sit in a class. Why we don't feel that we need the rahmah of Allah, even if we know the knowledge? Even if you know the knowledge, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had informed us that sitting in a garden, وَمَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بِيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وغشيتهم الرحمة. The Prophet ﷺ telling you that he sit in the mosque studying the book of Allah and discuss it among yourself. The angels will surround in you. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come in you. My dear respected brothers, the Islam is full with encouragement, verses and hadith about seeking knowledge and learning more in the deen of Allah. And do you know that you're going to be questioned in the day of a judgment about four things, and one of them you're going to be questioned, ويسأل عن علمه ماذا تعلمت وماذا عملت. You're going to be questioned. Did you learn? Did you study? Do you know? We have the knowledge free books, library, tapes, people teaching. When you go to a mosque, doesn't matter where is this mosque, who is this teaching, you may find people, you can count them in your right hand. We get in a fashion something called conference, and this do the best among us. A conference once or twice a year. We go and sit there for a day or two as if is this enough for all our life or for the whole year. Subhanallah. Look to the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taken hand by hand and say, Ta'ala nu'min bi Rabbina sa'a. The Sahabi, the companion, used to go to say other Sahabi, take by his hand and tell him, come, let's increase our faith in Allah for 1 hour. When a whole week go by, when a whole month go by, and you did not sit in a halaqa of ilm to study the book of Allah and to hear the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are you expecting? You think you're going to be have something like called insurance, certificate, insurance of iman that always going to remain in the high level? Subhanallah. My dear respected brothers and sisters, I'm asking you kindly today when you go home, open Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, and read starting from verse number 60, and see Musa alayhi salam, see the Prophet of Allah willing to walk until he found a teacher, even if it takes him years and years. And after this, see when he went there to the man who have more knowledge. هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا. Can I follow you? Subhanallah, can I? Please, he is the Prophet of Allah. He is the Messenger of Allah. And he asking with very humble words, may I follow you so you can teach me. تعلمني مما علمت رشدا, to guide me through some of the knowledge that you've been taught. Subhanallah. We need to learn how to humble ourselves to the knowledge and to those who teach the knowledge. Not to be arrogant that we can sit in the floor. Not to be pride in our hearts that we ask how to say this word, how to say this verse. What is the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this? We humbling ourselves because this is part of being a student of knowledge. And if you be arrogant, you don't humble yourself, you're never going to learn. My brothers and sisters, even in the occasion of this month of Al-Muharram, and they bring this memories to us about the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, which Allah had saved him in that day, Yawm Ashura, from Pharaoh, and he saved Bani Israel from the torment and the torture of Pharaoh. When the Muharram brings these memories to us and remind us about the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, we need to observe part of his life, Musa, as a student of knowledge. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers and sisters, when we continue reading with the story of the Prophet Musa and the Khidr, we found strange and amazing things. But one thing that I want to bring your attention to it, because the time is not enough that we go in details about everything happening with Musa alayhi salam. But we have to learn how to seek Allah's help towards the ibadah of Allah. قَالَ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. That we have to understand, seeking knowledge require patience. To be a student of knowledge, you have to have sabr. And the sabr, as the ulama have divided to different categories: patient towards the ibadah of Allah, and seeking knowledge is part of the ibadah of Allah, and is sabr against the ma'asiyah, the disobedience of Allah. That you can gambling, you can steal, you can go in riba, but you keep yourself away from this haram. This is another type of sabr. And sabr ala aqdar illahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you have patience with the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, losing property, death of children, anything like this. So seeking knowledge, going to Salat al-Fajr, sitting in the mosque, being in Shema'ah, all these things require sabr. It's not going to be an easy job, but we have to do it. The issue I want to bring to your attention today, that Al-Khidr, the man whom Musa alayhi salam went to learn from him, he did amazing things strange to Musa, and Musa could not understand it, he questioned it, and he always remind him with the first lesson: you have to have sabr, don't question me until I will tell you and explain it to you. But Musa alayhi salam was not patient enough, and he always jumped the gun, like they say, and asked him, how you can do this? Of course, some people be nice to you and give you a ride in their ship, and after this you go and try to destroy the ship, breaking the ship. So what's wrong? People doing, but a Muslim always sees the wrong and object it. When you see the wrong, this is part of your nature to object it, to the best of your ability. So when you see him breaking in the boat, instead of giving, tell the people, Jazakallah khairan, shukran, thank you, anything, you're breaking the boat, what's wrong? He saw the other thing, that he take a young boy and kill him. This is mischief. How you can kill a child? Is anything? But still, that's not what we agree about, Musa. This is the second time. You have one time more to go. Of course. The third thing, when he erected the wall, and he say, these people, they refuse to give you hospitality. You need to read the story when you go home. He said, these people refuse to give you hospitality. He can ask them some money, because they did not entertain us. We can get some money, go buy food or something. He says, this is ذَلِكَ فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِكَ سَأُنَبِّئُكَ بِتَأْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. I'm going to inform you about the thing that you don't have patience. And after he explained to him, He informed him why is this thing? يقول وما فعلته عن امري وما فعلته عن امري. موسى I didn't do anything on my own, but this was something revelation from Allah. So what we want to say, my brothers and sister here, me and you like Musa, we don't know what's happening, but you have to understand that everything happening, Allah has a reason behind it. There is a wisdom behind it. Yes, for a child to get killed, this is wrong. But if you get to know the wisdom of Allah, وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنَ فَخَشِينَا أَنْ يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا فَأَرَدْنَا أَنْ يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رَحْمًا. He said this boy, his parents was in so much love with him, and they, if this child remained alive, he will lead his parents to kufr, because as a result of loving him too much, and his boy has been decreed to be a kafir, they will turn to be a kafir. So let a child die, better than two parents go to Jahannam. So what I'm saying, we see things, and sometimes we don't know. We say, why? Tsunami, Iraq, Afghanistan, Kashmir, Muslim dying, people, kuffar and Muslims, everybody almost or so-called Muslims, putting hands together, killing it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a wisdom. And if we have the means and the ways, which we don't have it, to see why Allah making things happen, we're going to be relaxed. But it's not for me and you to see it. Allah works things, we make it see things later on. But my brothers, Musa, he was surprised, shocked to see things. But when Al-Khidr explained it to him, he relaxed. He was content. He was content. But this is what we see. People losing property. People stealing from other people. Dealing, people killing other people. People doing things and you don't understand why things are happening. It's not for you to understand. It's for you to believe, to trust Allah that He see, that He know, that He's able to do things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes things to work in His own term, in His own way. It's for me and you to submit and to believe and not to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. No one questions Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question me and you. So we have to do what we've been commanded to do. Why after this I go to the mosque, but now I have a car accident? So what? You don't know. Maybe with something more worse than this, Allah make a car accident to slow you down, so you don't go there and the train will go over the car and you. So now you have a car accident here, a car to car, and you are safe. You may be, if you continue driving, now we'll be hit by a train. We don't know. We need to, whenever the calamity fall, that we say, Alhamdulillah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'oon. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khlifli khayran minha. We have to learn how to submit to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I would like to remind you that we have almost every day a class in this mosque, Bahawlillah. Sometimes we have two students, sometimes we have one student, sometimes we have no students, but the class is taking place. We have Arabic class on Thursday. We have Islamic class on Saturday. We have a class in Fajr Saturday. We have a class in Jum'ah. We have almost everyday class. And we have Brother Saeed teaching the Quran every day, always. Brothers, I'm sure you're aware that there is classes going on. There is a mosque. You take it or you leave it. This between you and Allah. But we have to understand today that Prophet Musa was a prophet and messenger, but this didn't stop him to go in a journey to learn and to study. Finally, I want to say something, although the time is getting late, but the Sufi, or some of so-called Sufi, they use the story of the Khidr as a means of getting out of the law of Allah. Al-Khidr was a man that exists in a time and is no more Khidr. Al-Khidr, he said, وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّبْرَ. Or Musa, I didn't do these things on my own. And Allah said, آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما. This amount that whom Allah blessed him with the mercy, which is some of the Mufassirin says Nubuwa, Allah gave him a prophethood, and Allah taught him from Allah's knowledge. So the personality of Al-Khidr is not exist here or in Arabia anymore. It was something that Allah decreed to happen. So some of the Sufi, they want you to, whenever he sees something objectionable from the Sheikh, don't ask. If the Sheikh sees the Sheikh committing adultery and fornication with a human being or with a donkey, and it's in the books, you could not question him. This is not in Al-Islam. There is no one beyond the law or above the law of Allah. What is haram for the Prophet, for the wife, for the Muslim, for the male and female. What is haram for everybody. Is no this person black and this one is white. This man is a wali and this man is a regular Muslim. We don't have this presence. Some people dance too much over the story of the Khidr in the Quran. Yes, it's true. But then, وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي, he made it clear. I didn't do this, Moses, from my own personal opinion. ولكن, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Khidr, and Allah told the Khidr, and me and you, we are not Khidr. We are here, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until death and certainty come to you. There is no one above the law. Why the Sheikh doesn't pray? Prayer for me and you. But the Sheikh, he doesn't pray. This is not right. This is not right. Why is the Sheikh good? No, this is the Sheikh. Don't ever question the Sheikh. There is no one above the law. You have to learn this. And this issue of Musa and the Khidr, we learn it. And when something happen, it doesn't repeat again, it doesn't happen again. If it's so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach us. Again, brothers and sisters, remember that the fasting of the day of Ashura is expiation for the past year. Try to fast, inshallah, tomorrow and after tomorrow, or those who fast yesterday or today, whatever confusion that you may have about which day is Ashura, inshallah, Allah accept your intention, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it a Ashura for you. Exercise the best that you can, what country that you follow, or what calendar you follow, or whatever observation that you observe, to the best of your ability, you do the best, and inshallah, is accepted as Ashura for you. You should try a fast the day before and the day after. Should be, inshallah, encourage your seek knowledge about the deen and try to be a better Muslim to the best of your ability. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika.